The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings to our morning meditation here in California and other time zones around the world. And there are, they say there's a time and season for everything. And there's a time and season for us to experience ourselves, experience life, without needing to do anything, where nothing needs to be done. And one of the things we discover through meditation is how much the mind operates with the idea that something needs to be done, or operating on the wanting of something. And it's a kind of inherent, maybe not inherent, but it's common in our thinking. Thinking is often about something, and it's about wanting something, or having something, or even getting something. Even the thinking is not about anything in particular. There might be a wanting to think, a wanting for the pleasure or the delight or the something about thinking. And the experience of thinking, there's often involvement with it. We are involved with our thinking. In meditation, as the mind gets quieter and quieter, we see how much there's a subtle involvement in most thinking. We're leaning into it. We're participating in it. There's desire fueling it, or desire to get away or change something, desire for the pleasure of fantasy. And often there's a sense of self. There's me as the agent, as the doer, operating with the thinking. And from time to time, it's possible to discover that the mind can think without any involvement on our part. And without anything needing, the mind doesn't need to have anything happen. It's just what it does. Thoughts can flow through very peacefully. And for some people, maybe a close example of such a thing is sometime when there's nothing needed of you, you're content, maybe it's time off, maybe you've gone for a walk someplace and to be able to look at a nice creek or a river going by, or laying on the grass on a park and looking up at the sky and seeing the clouds go by. There's something about, or looking at a fire, some people have it, maybe at night, sitting around a campfire looking at the fire, that there's something about watching the ripple of water flowing by, or the waves over and over again falling against the shore, the ocean, ocean waves on the shore, or watching a fire, all the different kind of patterns of the flames kind of coming and going, arising and passing, that the mind can kind of let go and relax and maybe have an experience of the mind is not doing anything or trying to make anything happen. It's not focusing or fixating on any the thing it's looking at, but is allowed to just kind of relax and kind of flow with the flowing river, or just kind of be at ease. And there's a profound sense the mind doesn't need to do anything. Nothing to accomplish, nothing to pick up, nothing to name, nothing to describe, nothing to make into anything. The mind might still be thinking, but we're not really involved in thinking. Some people say they're daydreaming, but they might not even be involved in daydreams in the background. And sometimes, you know, just watching the river go by, maybe we don't even know that the mind is thinking. It's just, there's so little involved in it, it's in the background. And there's a deep sense of just nothing needs to happen, everything is safe, peaceful. And this is a profound discovery to really appreciate this capacity of the mind, because it's possible to discover that this can be much more part of everyday life than people allow it to be. And then the mind's capacity to think, this natural capacity to think, can operate just fine in many circumstances to take care of us without us being involved with the thinking, without us picking it up or fixating on it or focusing, trying to do something with the thinking. Thinking can flow through and take care of us, everything that needs to be done in many circumstances, and the mind can stay, the overall mind can stay in this place of peace, of not being involved actively, not being involved with the self. And this is kind of one of the potentials of meditation, is to, in meditation, to work towards a time and place, time when nothing needs to happen. We don't have to be involved in our thinking. And with that kind of as the North Star or kind of the context of how we're practicing, maybe we won't invest so much importance in our thinking. We won't believe, we still think, but we might not believe in it so much that this is where everything is going to be solved and fixed and worked out. Willing to let the thinking recede in importance temporarily so we can have a taste of a mind that operates where, in a certain way, nothing needs to happen. So it's a process, and so we put ourselves into a meditation posture that begins that process of not doing much, a posture which allows not doing much, but still allows the system, body and mind, to be alert. And sitting still in meditation is symbolic of the movement towards this inner, not much needs to happen. Maybe nothing. The mind realizes nothing needs to happen at some point. But in the beginning, we take a posture that begins putting the body at rest. And closing the eyes. And there might be many different kinds of sensations in the body. And for a few moments here, you might feel those sensations where the body feels still. The body feels still and stable. The sensations in the body where the body can begin to relax. There might be sensations that are on the edge of relaxing that you might feel in the shoulders. And maybe you don't have to do the relaxing, but you can feel those sensations that are on the edge of relaxing themselves. Maybe there are muscles in the belly that are on the edge of relaxing. You feel the tension and the holding. And it might feel like, without you relaxing, that those muscles want to relax on their own, if you allow them. There might be sensations in the face that are on the edge of softening. And to simply, in a relaxed way, feel those sensations. And if they want to relax on their own, allow them to relax. Maybe there are sensations in your back that are on the edge of relaxing. And maybe they don't relax on their own, but it's okay just to feel them for a few moments. Maybe there are sensations in your body or mind of pushing forward into the future. And those also can be felt on the edge of relaxing, of not pushing. There might be a holding in the whole body, bracing ourselves against life or something. And we can feel that that bracing is also on the edge of relaxing. We're feeling it where you're at the edge of relaxation, release. And if it wants to relax, allow it. And then with your breathing, are there any sensations in the whole process of breathing that also feel like they're on the edge of relaxing, that they would like to relax as well? And to feel the rhythm of the body breathing in and breathing out. The sensations that come into play in your body. And maybe those sensations are to watch those, to be aware of them. You can do so as if you're sitting on the riverbank, watching the river and flow down, watching all the little wavelets and currents flow by. So sitting on the riverbank of your breathing and watching the kaleidoscope of sensations, the river of sensations connected to breathing. The constant flow of breathing in and breathing out. And maybe in your mind, as you do this, you feel there also sensations of being on the edge of relaxing the mind. That the mind too doesn't want to work so much, be involved so much in its thinking. And perhaps to let go, relax the thinking mind, release it, and let go into the breathing. And perhaps, if you can, being content to watch the river breathing, just flowing by. Watching that part of the river of breathing that flows by the present moment, this little phase of time of now, with no before and after, just the sensations of breathing endlessly flowing by, and the mind not much needs to happen. Moving towards the mind at rest, at ease. The self not involved. Not picking anything up. Nothing needs to happen. But resting the mind with the experience of breathing flowing by. noticing if your mind is involved in things that you're participating or engaged or wanting. Be involved with your concerns, your thoughts. And notice how you might there also where the edge of relaxing is. That edge where something wants to release. And when things relax or release, there will be a place of nothing needs to happen. Here and now, at this moment, in the release, is the ceasing of anything needing to happen. No willingness for the system, for a moment at least, to just be. Perhaps just being with the flow of breathing, allowing it, almost like the breathing massages you or calms you, or it's like a gentle receiving a gentle massage from the insider. Or a profound receiving a profound message. For this moment, everything is okay. Sitting here and meditating, everything is okay for this moment, here and now. And it's okay just to sit here. Nothing needs to happen. So as we come to the end of this sitting, maybe this idea that nothing needs to happen at this moment. For a few moments here, that no responsibilities, no requirements, no obligations to do anything. That for a minute or two here, to allow yourself, to allow your heart to be at ease or be okay as it is. And in this okayness and no obligation, nothing required, is there some place that you can find within? Maybe the end edge of relaxation. Or the edge of tension. Or the place of softness within, where there might be some kind of natural caring for anything that is tense, anything that is not relaxed, anything that is suffering. Maybe it's a sense of being on the edge of suffering, or the edge of tension, the edge of hurt, that there might be a natural sense of care or momentum or movement to be beyond the hurt, the tension, the suffering. And if we turn our relaxed gaze out upon the world and aware of the suffering of the world, that there too, looking upon the world, then also perhaps there's some modicum, some small place, natural place, no requirement, no duty, no obligation, but a very simple caring for the suffering of the world, caring for the hurts that other people experience, the fear, the danger that people have. And what's it like to experience it, the suffering of the world? Is there a place inside, or an edge of a place inside, where it's not you caring, but the natural, or a place of not self that cares for the world? It may be place of love or compassion, or maybe a place that can feel the potential of freedom. It's one of the profound aspects of a human being, is that source within that can care for the world without it being a job or requirement or something that evokes tension or stress itself, but a very simple, hopefully ordinary capacity to care. And as we come out of this meditation, May this potential we have to care for the world in simple and easy ways, may it become a force, a power of its own, to make this world a better place for all beings. May the deep feeling of okayness and nothing needs to happen allow wellspring of selfless action, caring for the world.